Boss Man Show with new head coach of ETSU Buccaneers out of SoCon, Brooks Savage. Brooks, man, how are things up there in Jay City, man, up there in Washington County?
going good, boss, man. We got all the guys here, and we got some kids camp going this week, so we're off to a good start and having fun.
I hear that, man. And how's it since seeing your guys getting to build that bond with your young men? Because you and I both know it's very important that you this time of year to build those bonds. Because we ever since hits come January, February, into March, you got to be together. I feel like you get to come one this time of year without too many classes. We really focus on each other, your brother, and kind of knowing who where everybody comes from.
That's exactly right. That's our number one goal this summer. We have nine new players. So to go with the four returners, and so that's, you know, we're going to spend a lot of time on building those relationships, new staff, largely new team. So there's a lot of getting to know one another that'll take place this summer. And we do a lot of different stuff, you know, to try and facilitate that, you know, throughout the summer, whether it be eating together. You know, we eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner together Monday through Friday as a team in the locker room. We'll do you know, not only just the sweat equity type of things in the practice facility and in the weight room and the conditioning, but, you know, coming to my house or going to the movies or going out to eat or playing paintball, whatever it is that we might do as a team to try and spend time and try to fast track some of the relationship building. And we'll do some stuff on Sunday evenings too, you know, Sunday seminar type of things where we'll kind of dig in and talk about some of the things that are important to us in our life and just really try to get to know one another. Because like you said, when the dog days of January and February roll in and the adversity hits, you got to be able to count on one another.
Yeah, I know for me, Brooks, when I was at Tennessee State playing, like for me, when I was in Atlanta, it wasn't the same for me. I was up there with my guys. So I know what it is from firsthand, like, you know, going to Tennessee State, you know, going up there from Atlanta, man, I need to be around my guys. When I'm home, right. I'm not locked in the way I need to be. I need to buy myself. So I know I need to go up there those June, July months, man, just really put work in because that's where I got better. That's where I got with all my guys as well.
No, for sure. For sure. It's important, you know, that they can just learn to know each other and learn to count on each other because, you know, I think we'll be talented enough. But after that, it's all the character stuff. It's all the togetherness. And so being connected is part of our identity. And that's something that we're going to talk about every day.
100%. And you know what? Like, examples, Denver Nuggets. Like, there are guys who used to play, like Ish Smith, DeAndre Jordan, Jeff Green, all those guys, Reggie Jackson, Thomas Bryant, all these guys who were okay not playing. And Michael Porter Jr. saying it was okay that Christian Braun and Brown the game, not him. I mean, I feel like if you're a team, and I ain't seen, that's what you want, a selfless team where guys are okay in their roles for the betterment of the team, not for the betterment of themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's rare to find. But when you get that, those are the special teams, and those are the teams that have a chance to win a championship. And I think, yeah, I mean, I think when you have those selfless teammates like that, and like Denver has had, and I think that we've had that here at ETSU over the course of our from when I was here before, especially the 2020 group. When you have guys that just want to star in their role and that really genuinely care about the success of the team, and they celebrate each other's successes. When you have a team like that, then you have a chance to be special, and you have a chance to win a championship. But that's rare. But I do think winning breeds that, because I think when you win, that over the course of the season, they figure out that everybody gets to have their moment when you're like that. And so when you're not seeking that spotlight, it somehow has a way of finding everybody at one point in time.
No doubt. And you know what, man, like I always say, like, even DeAndre Jordan had a key block when Jokic got in foul trouble. It, like you said, it always is a moment where if you stay ready, you can make an impact on your team. That's what it's about. We're not sucking. I think that's one of the hardest things for guys who you all coach 18 and 24 years old sometimes understand. Staying ready because your moment will come eventually. Things are going to happen. Foul trouble, whatever. You know you'll get to play if you're ready.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just about, you know, having that mindset that you're talking about. You know, you'd rather be ready for an opportunity and it not happen than have the opportunity and not be ready. And so it's just, you know, trying to be prepared when your number's called and then just really doing whatever you can to contribute to winning. And there's a ton of other things. It's not just scoring points and blocking shots. It goes far beyond the stat sheet. And so, you look at a guy like, on the other bench, Udonis Haslem. Like, how does he continue to have a roster spot with the Miami Heat year after year? And it's the contribution that he makes as a vet to the young guys and in the locker room. I think all that stuff, makes for a great team.
100%. And you work with a great guy, Steve Forbes, who was former coach there in Wake Forest. You kind of got a cheat code for this job, man. I wasn't working with Coach Forbes, man. He's always been a good guy, man. I love having him on the show when he would come on the show with me.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have had a better teacher. I've said before, while I haven't yet sat in the head coach seat, I couldn't have sat any closer, being with Coach Forbes for, a total of 13 years, but for the last 8 straight. And so he gives us as assistant coaches a ton of responsibility and lets us be involved in really every aspect of the program. And that's really helped me prepare for this opportunity. The best thing that coach did for me was he allowed me to fail and make mistakes and never lost confidence in me. And that really helped me grow and ultimately got me to this point. And so, I've learned a lot from coach. He raised me in this profession and he put up with a lot of my nonsense at times, I'm sure. He taught me a lot about, how to deal with the players and how to recruit and how to love the players and how to coach them up and give them confidence. And, the X's and O's stuff has changed from time to time over the years. And we'll see, what this team can or can't do. And we'll try to play to the strengths of our roster. But the things that go into winning, the things that impact winning and how to build that team chemistry, I think are some of the things I'll take away from coach.
100%. At what point, Brooks, did you want to become a coach? Because I'm going to tell you, my dad's a coach as well. He's 84 years old. And I told my dad, I said, I can't do coaching. I'm too competitive. I will just curse a kid up and down. I can't do that. so I can't do that. So, but in the radio, I can be B-boy myself. So at what point did you want to get coaching and kind of, what was your why to get into this business?
Yeah, I think it's been really a lifelong dream from mine, probably when I was about 10 years old. For some reason, I just always admired coaches. I had some really good coaches as a young person. I remember being, growing up and being in my room playing on the Nerf hoop or being outside and, Nolan Richardson's teams at Arkansas and the Patino teams at Kentucky and, Kansas and whoever else, Billy Donovan was at Florida, but I've always just loved college basketball, loved college basketball coaching. And then I think I had good coaches and mentors along the way that believed in me and gave me opportunities to try to live my dream and reach my goals. And so I know firsthand what that feels like. And so I wanted to have that same impact on other people and other young people. And I think that's really powerful when somebody believes in you. And so that's why I got into it. And then, I probably could have played some small college basketball, Division II, Division III, but I didn't want to go ride the bus somewhere and do that. I grew up a Tennessee fan and I wanted to go to UT and go to tailgates and chase SEC girls and work for the basketball team. And so, that's how I got my start.
Now I probably remember this in 96 when Kentucky played Arkansas at the Georgia Dome. I was a ball boy for that game.
What?
Yes, I was a ball boy for that game, the Georgia Dome on that Sunday. Yes, I was there. I was a ball boy right behind the basket.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty cool.
So I tell Tony Duck all the time, so I said, TD, I was your ball boy, man. You make me feel old, TD. I said, you are old, TD.
Yeah. Yeah, we somehow something happened and we all got old. I don't know. I still feel young most days, but man, my hairline don't say that.
Mine took off his bucket hat. That's why I cut off my dreadlocks, man. It was starting too far back.
It was pulling you back. I hear you.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, man. And I was asking this, man, recruiting wise, man, when you're in Johnson City, man, you get Carolinas, Kentucky, Tennessee, of course, Atlanta, Alabama. So about being where you are, be able to get young men with 255 radius of your school, man, to come up there and play, get hitting 775 or, you know, 40 and firing some players for you guys.
Oh, you're right. It's a great location, really centralized. I think that helps us in the league with travel, maybe more than anything. But I think you see, you know, our team coming from, you know, the places where our staff has had experience recruiting or have coached or they're from. I mean, you look at, you know, DJ Hughes, Kamari Peterson are both from Indiana. Coach Arkenberg is from Indianapolis. You know, Gabe Sisk is from Louisville. And so that's, you know, that's close to Indianapolis. But Isaiah Tisdale is from Kentucky. That's on our staff. So there's three right there. Tyler Rice is from Columbia, where I'm from. Joe Hughley is from the Beltway, D.C. area. And Ebi Asamoah is from D.C. And then, you know, we coached, you know, I've coached in the Carolinas, you know, at a couple of different places. And, you know, so I think that some of the North Carolina ties were beneficial in recruiting. But we've, you know, we've gotten so I think just geographically, we've been able to tap into some relationships and get some really good players. But yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, you can get just about anywhere from East Tennessee. You know, you can go to D.C., you can get up in Kentucky and Indianapolis, and you can get to Memphis, Atlanta, the Carolinas. So it's a great location for sure.
100%. And the SoCon is a tough league, man. You've been in the league before, man. It's a lot of tough coaches in that league. Every night, it's just a dog fight, man. And I feel like it should get more publicity than it does, because SoCon ball is tough every night.
It is big time basketball league. I mean, there's some really good coaches. Obviously, Bob Ritchie has done a great job at Furman, and they just won an NCAA tournament game. But Justin Gray at Western Carolina, and Mike Jones at Greensboro, and Greg Gary and Bucky, and on down the list. There's some really good coaches in this league, and there has been, you know, the guys that have gone on to bigger schools, Wes Miller, Mike Young, Coach Ford. I mean, so in my 7 years in the league, there's been, you know, a number of really, really quality coaches and really good players too. But, you know, this is a league where you can get a seed in the tournament and you can make some noise. You know, Furman won last year. Chattanooga lost at the buzzer. I think in 2020, we would have had a chance to make a run had it not been for COVID. Greensboro's been competitive. And then Wofford, you know, beat Seton Hall and had Kentucky, you know, on the ropes with a chance to go to the Sweet 16. So we've been knocking on the door, you know, and we've been able to win some games. But it's that type of league where you can get that seed to give yourself the best chance to win in March.
And talk about scheduling games-wise, trying to get good home games for you guys, not be on the road so much. I mean, I know you have to play some by games, but, man, how's it been trying to get the schedule together? I know some of it's probably already done for you, but how has it been? I know that's the second part of your job is hardest. It's scheduling.
Yeah, scheduling is challenging. You know, there's more lying and deception that goes on in scheduling than there is in recruiting. We've always tried to schedule competitively. You know, the last year we were here, we beat LSU. We went to Kansas and had a really good game. We played Winthrop, and they had a couple really good teams. And, you know, we've played, you know, some real quality non-conference opponents, you know, over the years here. Keats was at UNC Wilmington. We did a home-and-home with them. So we will try and play the best, most competitive schedule we can, but, you know, it takes two to tango. But I think Johnson City, this is a tough place to schedule home games, because people know the fan support and they know that the environment that they're potentially walking into, and this is not going to be a whole lot of fun for them. And so I think that gives people some pause, but you know, our administration invests big time in basketball. So we'll put some of those resources into scheduling and try and get a favorable home schedule.
Sounds good, Brooks. Well, good to have you on the show, man. It's fun to meet you, man, for the first time. And I'll definitely, before we get off the line, I'm going to get your number so we stay in contact. If you come to Lake Point, I'll be at Lake Point all 4 days in July for the Under Armour events. Hopefully, I'll see you there, man.
Will do. I'll be there, man. Great having me on and great being with you, I should say, and appreciate you having me on. And if you need anything from the Bucks, let us know.
Sounds good. I will, man. I love you guys. But y'all been good to be up there. Coach Forbes on down, man.
Thanks, boss, man. I appreciate you.
All right.
Okay. Have a good day.